There's a good chance you've never heard of Frances Ethel Gumm. You may know her by a different name, and I'm just about positive that although she passed in 1969, you have seen her and know the iconic role she played. That story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
You've probably not heard of Frank and Ethel Gumm, but they played an important part in this town's history.
Our banker here in town heard Frank and Ethel perform in Duluth and asked them if they would come to Grand Rapids and start a movie theater. We need a movie theater, and you would be great.
John Kell shares the story from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. The Gumms moved into the home of the banker and eventually bought their own place here in 1919.
In 1926, they were encouraged to move out west by a close friend, and he just wrote glowing letters about the winters in California.
For 7 years, Frank, Ethel, and their three daughters traveled up and down the West Coast vaudeville circuit, but it was the youngest child that seemed to have a profound singing talent.
The break was when Louis B. Mayer's assistant, Ida Koverman, and Joe Mankiewicz, the film director at MGM, they heard Judy sing it at the Wilshire Abel Theater in downtown Los Angeles. And they were so blown away that they pestered Louis B. Mayer, the head of MGM, for weeks. You have to hear this girl sing.
Mayer finally relented, heard her audition, and signed her to a contract, opening the door for her to appear in movies. And it was at this time that Frances Ethel Gumm became Judy Garland. It was her appearance in a film called Broadway Melody of 1938 that brought her national fame.
They arranged a whole scene where Judy is in her bedroom, sitting at her vanity, paging through a Clark Gable scrapbook. And she sings, "Dear Mr. Gable, you made me love you." Today, the kids would say it went viral all over the country over the radio. And that's what made her a star.
There's much more to this story and the tie to this small town. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCrae.